Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
All righty. Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. You know who it is, man. It's your boy, FIFA247. Here with Mr. Kenneth Beans. Got to say to Mr. Today, we're talking Little Sims Drop 7. Ken, obviously, we have done Little Sims. Little Sims is one of the dopest artists. Shout out to Chicago. Right, she from Chicago. Right, she from Chicago? Am I tripping?
Nah, she's from OC.
Okay, so I'm tripping. Who the hell am I thinking about? Either way, shout out Little Sims. Not the first time that we review any of her projects, but one of the first times that we review a drop project. Or at least the first time I listened to a drop project. So I saw Little Sims, Ken, and I was like, you know what? Let me just add this to the docket. And I was at the job. It was slow. I said, man, let me just start listening to some of these joints. I played this. I said, whoa, hold on. Like, when did Missy come out of retirement? You know what I'm saying?
I didn't even think about Missy.
Bro, that's the first person I thought of, because one of Missy's last projects was a very like hype project. I can't, you know me, man, I can't remember. But me and my wife, you know, we be trying to find music and songs that, you know, we feel is okay for our son to listen to. Okay. Obviously, you know, we're a big hip hop family. And, you know, some of the songs that I like, she'd be like, babe, like, come on now. You know, it's just a little too much. And then sometimes I'd be having to, like, to actually listen and be like, damn, you're right. All right, we can't play that one. So Missy is a very friendly, you know what I'm saying, type of joint. So when I started playing this, it reminded me of that. And I sent this to my wife. I sent this to my wife's cousin because she likes different type of stuff. And I'm like, yo, this is actually knocking. Like, I like this, but Little Sims, from what I remember, is more, she's an artistic, you know, she's not loud like this. This is not like in her wheelhouse, from what I remember from the joints that we've reviewed. So when by the time I got through listening to this, I said, oh, nigga, remember how when we reviewed 6ix9ine and we said, gym music? Mm-hmm. This is gym music. You talking about having energy. You're talking about somebody literally getting out their comfort zone. Ken, this is it. And here's the thing. I really like this. I feel like Little Sims, and I don't know if all of her drops are like this, because then I had to read, you know, what Apple Music had on there. And I'm going to just read like the first sentence or two. And it says, historically, the Drop Series EPs has served as a platform for Little Sims to express her more immediate creative thoughts and inner feelings, parallel to and sometimes in concert with her fully realized full-length projects. So, like, reading that, I'm like, yeah, this is different. And I like it. When you know, I didn't know that she was from overseas. This has, like, an overseas techno, Euro, yeah, you know, feel to it. But, Ken, this is dope. Like this is dope. Replay value for me, and I know where I would play it. You know, I would play it in group settings, you know, like parties, stuff like that. I would play it to work out too, you know. So I like what she, because this is completely opposite from what Little Sims does. And when you have an artist as dope as her that can stretch this far, bro, you, that's all you can do.
I had to make sure I would listen to the right album, because I didn't know what the hell was going on with this. She worked with a producer by the name of Jacob, mm-hmm, which is different. She normally works with Salt, mm-hmm, Cleo Salt.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Right. So when I'm like, what in the entire hell is going on here? So it really threw me for a loop. And I'm like, yo, this is kind of wild. Like, and I remember B talking about it on Twitter that he was hyped for New Little Sims. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear B talk about it no more. So so I got to ask him how he feels about it, because he might like it. But after I adjusted, I was like, okay, I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on board. definitely show that you're not one dimensional.
No,
and,
no.
And that you can do all kind of other extra stuff. And, you know, this sound is popular, you know, so, and it definitely would definitely get her in some of those rave clubs and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Bruh, mm-hmm. like, man, easy. So Jacob, the producer, did a great job over here. And her rapping was really good. I mean, to mm-hmm. rap over something this frenetic, you know, I think is really amazing and really showcases her talent. So yeah, I'm on board. And it's what, 15 minutes long too?
Yeah. Seven Shit, songs, 15 minutes.
Yeah, even better.
Yep. Some of my standouts, because there are no features on here, so we can't rate that. I Ain't Feeling It. The intro song, Mood Swings and Fever, those are probably some of my favorite. But I Ain't Feeling It, that's that one to me. Because mm-hmm. it's more hip hop than the other ones. But it's all that super energy techno shit, which I like her doing it. Like it's really dope. I fuck with it.
Yeah, I Am Feeling It as dope. I do like the last track.
Far Away.
And Power. And Torch is kind of crazy too. So
Torch is
yeah,
dope.
Yeah, all those are nice. Yeah. Those are some of the standouts that I have. I thought Jacob's production, I think I'm saying that right, was definitely top notch, B+ for me. And then to show the diversity with the last couple of tracks,
yeah,
I Ain't Feeling It,
singing,
and the last
and,
one,
yep,
which I'm pretty sure he did the whole thing, was like, okay, yeah, he can, even though the other one sounds like you're doing like lines of coke or whatever, it's just like, then you get to that, it's like, okay, hey, you can do different stuff. Because I don't think I've ever heard of him as a producer or checked out the name of his stuff. So yeah, I like what I heard.
Yeah. In terms of the production, can B plus. Like this is dope. And other artists trying to do this, I'd be like, I don't know what you're doing, but Little Sim sounds very comfortable here. And that's the scary part, Ken, because we're like, after listening to this, I'm like, bro, she has to be one of the most versatile people in music in general, just music general. Like this is really good. Production is a B+ for me.
Yeah, B+ for me. And I think just her as a rapper, to be able to rap over this, I'm in the A, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, she's always been a great rapper anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But now there's another side of you that I didn't know exists. And I got to catch up on some of these drop series.
Yeah.
I've been missing out.
Yeah.
But yeah, and maybe I'm ignorant and just haven't been privy to hear those.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, as my introduction, I'm like, okay, yeah, she's on another level.
Yeah.
So yeah. A for me in terms of rapping, I think A as a whole project.
Yeah. I'm with you, Ken. A for rapping as well. A for overall. With the rapping was interesting. I feel like artists or great artists, they understand pockets.
Mm.
And on some of these joints, like which one was it? I want to say SOS, and obviously SOS. For the first like minute and some, she didn't say shit. It's just the beat.
Mm-hmm.
She understands, and like she didn't overdo it. These beats were loud and in your face, and like she didn't come here yelling. You know what I'm saying? Like you felt her energy,
mm-hmm.
but it's like she understood exactly what needed to be done, and she executed it. Mm-hmm. And again, you know what, Ken? I'm about to upgrade her A+ on the rapping,
okay.
because I'm talking myself into it, Ken. Like other artists, they would have overdone it.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't. She played it perfect, and that has. I have to respect that. So A+ for the rapping, A overall, production's a B+. This is a damn good project. This is a damn good project. And it is definitely in the rotation because it's not rap. And sometimes, you know, especially last year, I said it a lot where last year was probably the least amount of hip hop that I listened to. So I'm more open to less hip hop. And this is one of those joints that I could throw on to get me when I don't want to listen to hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So I like it. Got to be in the mood for it because it is very high energy. You can't be somber and want to chill and listen to this. No, that don't work. But this is dope. I like this.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Bet. So you already know what it is, man. Another day, another review. We be back tomorrow. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.